pretty good night.
What a night, yeah. I mean, all across the board, you know, Kieran Smith is the first one that comes to mind. Yeah, I know he was really wanting that two-minute barrier. And then I guess it really starts with the boys two free. You know, for them to go so fast, but to not be on the podium, you know, it's unfortunate, but we knew going into this week that things would be crazy from the start to the very end. And to have 3 146s on the podium is, at, you know, a junior level meet is unheard of. It just so happens that this was the meet that it happened at. But I couldn't be prouder of those boys. They went 147, so that means that, you know, our 800 free relay is going to ride off of their energy. And they're gonna go real fast. So, yeah, and I guess...
You swam pretty well.
Yeah, I swam pretty well. You know, I think after last night, I really wanted that minute barrier. But, you know, you get what you get, you know.
Yeah.
You know, 008 is a lot better than what I've been this year and a lot better than last year. You know, 008 would have been the meet record if, you know, Nico wasn't here, so that's something to think about. And I kept it within a second of him. That's what I wanted. You know, for him to go that 59.0 last night was insane. But yeah, I just tried to stay in my own lane. You know, I talked to Simone Manuel. She's here helping us out. And I asked to talk to her just because of what she did in Budapest. You know, it's kind of like the same situation. You know, Sarah did that 51.7 a couple nights before. You know, world record holder. You know, same situation. You know, Nico's the junior world record holder. Has broken it by like 0.8 at this point. He's broken it but like 8 times so far. So I just asked her, you know, how she did what she did. And she told me all the right things. And I never counted myself out, which is really important. And I just stuck to my stroke count, which is what I needed to do. And I got the job done. So,
yeah. The fact that you've been kind of not really improving a lot. You know, you've been, what's the word I'm looking for? Plateaued a little bit. But
yeah.
You've broken out here. I mean, you dropped almost a second here in the 100.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel, both of, you know, okay, finally I'm doing something really good, and, you know, a chance for a really good 200 also coming up?
Yeah, it's real nice. And to be, you know, 59.4.
Yeah, that too.
With a 0.3 reaction time, probably gives me more confidence than anything else. Yeah, I think, you know, right now it's just rolling with what's happening. Yeah, I probably won't think about this meet until like a week. You know, until my like 2 weeks out of the pool are done. But, you know, right now I'm just trying to do everything that I can for the squad. And to be a co-captain of such a special team is really impressive. So I'm just riding off the energy of that. So.
Seems like you're really embracing this whole captain thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, after having Grant Schultz and Maxime Rooney in 2015, you know, be such great role models for our special team that summer. You know, I even wanted it last summer in Maui. So that's something that I've wanted for a whole year. And I couldn't be more thankful for, you know, the group of guys for, you know, putting me in this position, putting Michael and I in this position. Because I really feel like, you know, at this point, I have a lot of experience in terms of ups and downs. And I think that, you know, these types of meets, that's all it is ups and downs. So I just try to help everybody in the best way possible. But, you know, other guys are showing incredible leadership as well. You know, Trey Freeman and Drew Kibler are two more guys who have been through this process sometimes. So
What'd you think about those guys? Obviously, you know, Reagan's the one that everyone's talking about because of the 58, but what about those other two on the relay, Nick and Grace, swimming three times in one? And those are pretty good swims.
I mean, for real. I couldn't be...
Don't let him ask you what the relay is.
I...
And you said no trip.
Alright, yeah, I couldn't be prouder of our relay, to be honest. For Reagan to just bounce back like that, I mean, it's that's insane. I, you know, I obviously didn't see it. I didn't hear her split till we were walking in the hallway, and Grace was like, "That was sick, Reagan." And I was like, "Oh, what'd she split?" She's like, "Oh, like 58.9." I was like, I knew she was moving, but I didn't expect to be moving that fast. And for Grace and Nick to have triples tonight and put up a real dogfight like that, I mean, we didn't give it to them easy. So, I mean, I was telling Grace and Nick that, you know, they're studs, and they don't need to be overlooked by Reagan's split or my split. You know, they really put it all out there for us tonight, and I probably couldn't ask for more. So,
I think that's it. Cool.
Awesome.